in a past study, we did a good bit of work at the request of either the Secretary or the President. I can't remember at the moment, with respect to information sharing. Information sharing, which was focused, at least initially, between the federal agencies and the infrastructure providers. Probably better than three-quarters of our infrastructures, of course, are provided by private enterprise. Mm-hmm. And so it's very important that we share back and forth between the private sector and between the public sector and the private sector. So we did a very thorough study at that time, and I think John Chambers headed that up. John's no longer on the council, but he was very thorough, and I think they did a very good job. And as a result, there was a fair amount of activity that resulted in organizational structures to allow for orderly information sharing. Mm-hmm. I think there's a feeling among the current administration, which I agree with, that it's time now to revisit that, to see not only how are we doing between the federal agencies and the private sector, but also between the states, the counties, the cities, other constituencies that we serve, to make sure that the people who need knowledge and need information around pending events or prospective events will have that information and have it in a timely fashion, and that the information goes both ways, because there may be a piece of information down at the county that needs to find its way into the federal planning. Mm-hmm. So I would anticipate, and I don't have the authority to say this, but I would anticipate that the council will view that positively, and we will adopt that as a part of our work schedule. I don't know that how we're going to integrate it with the two studies we have underway now, but I think that will be a part of our future activities.
What's the major challenge when it comes to information sharing? And you talked about it being a two-way street. What's the big challenge in creating that kind of a meaningful flow?
Well, first of all, of course, it's a complex area. It's difficult. It's easy to say we're going to share appropriate information in a timely fashion, appropriate and timely. Then the question becomes, well, now, in some instances, you have information that has extreme security relevance. Mm-hmm. Can you share it? Should you share it? In what form should it be shared? And what is timely? So appropriate information has to get to the right people at the right time so that they can react to achieve what we all want, which is a secure homeland. Mm-hmm. I think that's the nut of the issue. But in fairness, I think we've come a long way. Now, if you were to ask me, are we perfect? Of course not. And in corporate world, I know my 40 years of practice as a corporate type and CEO for 15 of those, well-intentioned, but not always achieved. So we all have to remember they're members of the team we don't see every day, that they may need information. They may have information that we need. And to keep those avenues of communication open, to ensure that people recall that there are others on this team, and to do so in a timely fashion is critically important. And I think, in fairness, we're doing a pretty good job. We want to do a better job.
What kind of messages do you get from the White House, from the Obama administration, when it comes to an area like this, keeping in mind that this is a different group, very heavy emphasis on technology, leveraging technology? Are you getting any feedback from the White House in terms of the way they'd like you to proceed in this regard?
Yes, certainly not directly, but yes, we do get information and we get encouragement and a variety of different sources from a variety of different sources. It's pretty clear that the President is strongly committed to Homeland Security. He's made that clear. He made one of his principal addresses early in his administration directed towards the importance of Homeland Security, the importance of doing all that we can, public and private, to ensure that we avoid any more 9/11s. And, of course, it's much more complex than that. He recently declared a whole month and dedicated that month to Homeland Security. I think it's clear that the President and the administration are keen on this. Now, they've had other things to do, obviously, health care and a variety of other things, but We get good support. We feel like we are appreciated. The feedback we get is good. I've served on advisory councils before, and sometimes they are effective, sometimes they are ineffective. Sometimes they're appreciated and sometimes they're not. But I feel very good about this one. I think this is one of the better advisory councils I've ever been around. And I think it has gained a reputation for being sort of a best of class. So we're proud of that, and we want to work to deserve that. We get remarkable commitment by our members. These are all CEOs or highly placed executives, mostly in private sector, but some in government. And they all have full-time jobs, and they're very busy, and yet they take time to participate in an effective way in these very complex studies. And I think we're blessed to have them, and I appreciate them very much.
Mr. Nye, we appreciate your taking the time. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure.